we thought it'd be a good idea because energy bills are true to roof. We thought it'd be a good idea to have an expert in to help you keep costs down as best as you possibly can for the moment. So we've got a manager with Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical, Jeff Miller in studio with us, also apparently an actor. We just found out during the break.
So we don't even know if he really works for Jerry Kelly.
He might just have the shirt. So, Jeff, thank you for coming in.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
Okay, well, we've got all kinds of questions for you. Mm-hmm. Because there's all these theories and approaches to hot weather and your AC method. Now, I think I messed up. So someone said that there's two theories as far as like the AC and the fan, right? And how you can turn, say you set your AC at 74 and it's on auto, obviously, so it kicks on and off. Or you set your AC on 74 and you keep it so that the fan's on no matter what. And I picked the fan. I don't know why. Someone just said that sometimes that's better, but none of us know why. Can you please explain, should I do the auto or should I do the fan on?
So most of the time we're going to recommend that you do the auto, right? Okay. And so you want to turn your AC to auto and your fan to auto, right? So you're cooling on and then your fan to auto, so that when your system's only going to turn on and run when it needs to satisfy the temperature on that thermostat. If you leave the fan on the whole time, then it's going to run the whole time, right? So it's not necessarily going to try to reach that temperature on your thermostat and then shut off. It's going to continue to run regardless of whether it's already at the temperature that you set the thermostat at.
So if hypothetically someone moved 3 weeks ago and has had the fan on for 3 weeks, did that person make a really stupid mistake and blow up their AC?
I don't think it would necessarily blow up their AC, but if you did that for a very long period of time, like the entire summer, then that means your motor is running the entire time, which means that motor could get really hot and cause damage to the inside blower motor on the inside of your furnace. So you don't want to do that for definitely long periods of time. If you want to do that for a short period of time just to like get some airflow in your house, that's okay. But you definitely don't want to leave your fan on all summer or anything like that.
I did that with a window unit a few years ago because the place I lived in, that's what we had, were window units. And I just had it on and I thought it froze up. It just stopped working. And so I turned it off for a while and it was ready to go like a day or two later.
Well, that it could be a possibility on a window unit, you know, because it's the thermostat's usually attached on the window unit itself. It could be that it's only reading the temperature in that area of the home. So if you have it on the fan on full blast that whole time, what probably happened to you is that it froze up. That's, and then when you turned it back off and turned it back on.
Did it actually freeze?
Yeah. So if the coil, the evaporator coil drops below 32 degrees, then it will actually become a gigantic block of ice inside of the indoor unit of your system, or even on the lines to the outdoor on a split system. And then it can actually freeze on a window unit as well.
Okay. So Jeff, not to belabor the point, but what would be the theory behind someone telling me to keep the fan on?
Well, if they're trying to get more airflow like through your house and you want to be able to feel that air moving, then that would be one reason, or just to give you a boost of cooling, to keep your system running longer. Something that people may get confused on this topic is there's also scheduling, right? So it's actually not ideal to set a schedule on your thermostat where it's going to be 78 while I'm gone away from work. And then when I get home, I'm going to set it to 68, right? Because it's having to work harder to try to get back to that temperature. So it's actually better to keep your system on auto and at a set temperature that you like it comfortable in your house and have it maintain that temperature than it is for it to continue to try to fight to get to it.
So, okay, because I was feeling super guilty because I've pretty much had my house at like 74, 75 during the day, and then I bump it down at night. But I felt guilty because I felt like 74, if I'm not home, is too cold. But you're saying that's better than letting it go up to 78 while I'm gone.
Yes, it's better for two reasons. It's better for efficiency because your system's going to have to work longer and harder to get back to that temperature that you have it lower at night. And it's also better for system longevity. So if that system is constantly having to work harder and longer to continue to fight to get down to that temperature, then that's going to put more wear and tear on the components of your system and cause it to fail sooner in its life.
So then why do these, and maybe I'm not understanding, but you have these smart thermostats that can, and I guess these are are they considered smart if they can... adjust the timer. You can set them for I want it to be 70 when I'm home, but 78 when I'm away, and they do that automatically for you. Why is that option there then?
It is an option for people who may be gone for longer periods of time.
Right, but not for people leaving for the day.
Yeah, typically when we say smart thermostat, we're talking about a thermostat that could connect to a Wi-Fi capability where you can control it from your phone from anywhere.
I've never had a good one that you can, set. Like where you could set the times where at 5 o'clock, I want it to get down to this temperature. So they're all smart to me, Jeff. That's
fair enough. I think it also depends on how extreme the weather is outside, right? A schedule's not going to impact your system nearly as much when it's 75 like it is tomorrow or if it's 82. But if it's 184% humidity outside, then having that system on a schedule is going to make it work harder. Because the first thing an AC does is remove humidity from your home. So if every time that you leave, you have it set on a schedule, more humidity is going to be added to your home. It's going to have to work harder to remove that humidity.
Wow. Okay.
Speaking of humidity, I've never seen this before, but next to my thermostat in the place I just moved into, right next to it is a humidity control, which I've never had that before. So, and it gives you the percentage of what do I want it set at? If you have one of these, a separate control for humidity, what do you put it at?
Most likely you're talking about a humidistat, which is for a humidifier. And right now you want that off completely.
Okay.
And if you have a dampener that closes from summer to winter, it's called a bypass humidifier. You want to make sure you turn that dampener to summer because you definitely don't want to be adding humidity into your home right now.
Well, I wish somebody would have explained that to me.
Wait, Jeff. Where is the dampener?
The dampener is it's called a bypass humidifier. So on the side of your system, you're going to have a humidifier that's attached.
The outside system?
The inside system.
Okay,
the inside system.
Which is in the basement?
In the basement or the attic or sometimes they're in a closet depending on the home.
Yeah. Find the system inside.
Yes, find the system inside first. So most people don't know this, but half of your air conditioner is actually inside on top of your fan. Right?
Okay.
Right next to that, what we call an evaporator coil, normally on the side is going to be a humidifier that's connected to that humidistat you're talking about.
Yeah, humidistat.
If there's two different kinds, if it's called a bypass, then it's going to have this big pipe coming off of it that has a little switch on it that says summer and winter. And you want to turn that to summer because that's going to close off that, what we call bypass, so that air is not going through that, and turn your humidistat off. You definitely don't want your humidifier on right now, trying to add humidity while your AC's fighting.
I am so glad you came in here today.
This is the most helpful interview we've ever had.
Because I've been feeling, it's cool in my place naturally, but it's a little muggy. And this is why the damn thing is on right now. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Now, there's also a dehumidifier, which is better for the summer season. So you can look into that option if you're having humidity problems as well in the home.
I'd rather be dry as hell, man. Great.
Yeah, I don't think I have a humidistat. I don't know, though. I'm going to go look. I'm going to go find
You'll know it's right next to the thermostat.
No. Oh, the button is?
It's a completely separate panel.
Oh, no, I don't have that.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
This is
but
new
But his
for me.
Thing that he was telling us about with the summer and winter switch,
yes.
That's where the inside system is. That's not where your thermostat is.
Is there another tip that people, I know there's insulation and make sure that the cracks in your door, whatever, covered up, that sort of thing. Anything else people can do?
To help with efficiency, you
mean?
There's little things that you can do to help even with if your system is having trouble keeping up. Keeping doors open in your home so that airflow is flowing throughout your home really helps keep even temperature across the home.
Because I know a lot of people who close doors thinking, well, I don't want this room to be...
Yeah.
Well, correct, but you're actually trapping the air in that room. So if that's a smaller room and it has a one or two vents in it, that room's actually going to be colder than the rest of your house now. So if you open those doors up and allow air to move freely throughout the home, then you get a more even temperature and it actually keeps all rooms more level.
What if you shut the vents in that room because you don't want it... Is that okay?
It's okay to do that, especially if you know that door's going to be closed and somebody that doesn't like it that cold in there. That's okay to do that. You don't want to do that for a long period of time if you're trying to get the most efficiency out of your system, though.
Okay, so my system in the basement, right? Like, there's the whole system where there is actually, I don't know, valves where I can limit the flow. They said it was more efficient than shutting the vent. Rather than shutting the vent in the room, I could go downstairs. And I have it's an old house, so it was all added later, right? And I can go downstairs, and so I limit the flow to the kitchen because the kitchen was getting way cold, but my bedroom was hot. And so I would limit the flow to the kitchen. And they said that was better than shutting the vent in the kitchen.
Okay. So I have to look at what your home is. Yeah. So you may be talking about like a manual zoning system. And so zoning systems allow you to have two different thermostats for one system to give you two different temperatures throughout your house. So you may have a dampener that you can close off to certain areas of your home.
Okay.
Is it like manual that you're doing?
It's manual. It's like in the I guess it's the HVAC system, like the, I don't know, whatever's hanging from the ceiling in the basement. And there's literally a handle that I grab and pull it one way or another.
Yeah, so that's called a dampener. And what that's doing is closing off what we call a heat run to certain areas of your home. So they make those automatic as well now. So you can actually install a board that you can have pneumatic dampers to change that temperature in that different room as well. But if they're telling you that, then you probably have a manual dampener that you can close off certain areas of your home if they're getting more cool than others.
So on Friday, well, for the rest of the year, because of Jerry Kelly Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical, we here are bringing you 100 Acts of Kindness. We've been talking about that for the last several weeks. And Jerry Kelly thought it'd be a good idea if we go to Forest Park on Friday and hand out water to people because it is hot.
But since it's not hot.
Since it's not going to be so hot.
Ron suggested.
Lemonade.
And chili.
So we're going to have a little.
You suggested chili.
I did suggest chili.
Our boss said no.
I said chili and chocolate milk and I was shot down. on a Friday morning.
Yeah. Brr,
I'm not so about the chili and the 95 degree weather. I'm
so
not
you guys
so sure
are not
about that.
Down with that?
Yeah.
All right, we'll take that off the table.
We took that. We're going to do lemonade. But so, we'll be with Jerry Kelly at Forest Park at the Visitor Center on Friday
outside,
for the whole show.
Out back where the handball courts are.
The new basketball courts.
Yeah.
The drinking fountains. But you won't need that because we'll be there.
We're going to be handing out liquid to people.
Yeah. Jerry Kelly said, let's go help the people in Forest Park.
Are you going to be there with us?
I don't know. I'll have to get permission from my marketing team.
You're going to have to. So Jeff is responsible for teaching the technicians who come to your home. He's responsible for teaching them how to speak to you because these technical people don't know how to talk regular people.
They know what they're doing.
No, they don't.
They don't know how to talk to idiots like me.
They come in with their shoes covered because they cover the shoes.
They do the
shoe cover.
They have
little booties.
That's important.
They don't want to mess up your carpet, which is great.
That's a big deal.
And they don't know how to talk to you. So Jeff teaches them how to be human.
All I do is teach them how to translate technical language to more layman's terms for most people don't know a whole lot about their HVAC equipment. So.
Right. Well, because they're talking to me and I'm like, you know, the silver box things that are hanging from the ceiling.
You're not alone. You're like most customers, actually.
When we get off the air, I'm going to ask you, what is the shape of my air conditioner inside you? Because I know where the water heater is.
Jeff Miller, we appreciate the information. Thanks for coming in and helping people out. And we look forward to being at Forest Park on Friday. And I hope that you can get the day and be able to come and hang out with us.
Yeah.
I'd love to. And thank you all so much for having me.
Because we have more questions. People are texting in with questions about wintertime and all that. So we need to have you back.